present Kenneth Williams, Peter Jones, Derek Nimmo and Lance Percival in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And as you've just heard, we welcome as our guest to play with our three regulars this week someone who's never played the game before, and we wish him the best of luck, and it's Lance Percival. Our three regulars know the rules so well that I don't need to remind them, but I will remind Lance, and for anybody who may not have heard the program before, they will try and speak if they can for just a minute on the subject that I will give them, and they will try and do it without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject on the card. And we begin the show this week with Kenneth Williams, and who better, and the subject, what better, exhibitionism. Something of which we know you're never guilty, Kenneth, being a shy, retiring violet. So would you talk on the subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
This can be interpreted in different ways. It might rightly be said to sum up the feeling of euphoric national self-satisfaction which pervaded the atmosphere when the great exhibition was opened at that wonderful site we're all very familiar with, opposite the Albert Hall, which was, of course, in the Victorian period of flowering English industrial revolution fruition, and became the exhibition which the entire European theatre applauded, and they came from miles and miles.
And Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Miles and miles, repetition.
Yes. They came too many miles. How difficult it is to keep going for 60 seconds. Kenneth did it for 44 seconds. And, Derek, you have a correct challenge. A point for that, of course. And you take over the subject with 16 seconds to go. Exhibitionism starting now.
Exhibitionism is something I absolutely deplore. I tend to spend most of my waking hours hiding away in dark cellars so nobody can see me, covered in a large grey sack, except on Sundays when I wear a yellow one.
Well, Ian Messiter blows the whistle when 60 seconds is up, and whoever's speaking at that moment gains an extra point. And it was, on this occasion, Derek Nimmo who had the other point of the round, so he's naturally in the lead, and he will also begin the next round. So, Derek, the subject is shopping. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Well, yesterday I was shopping in Singapore, and I started on the Tangley Road and came right round into Orchard Street, and there I went into the Lucky Plaza, and up in a moving escalator I climbed. And when I got
Peter Jones has challenged.
Some sort of impediment there, I thought. I don't know how to describe it. Deviation, would you say?
You shouldn't draw attention to other people's impediments. It's very nice. It's very unkind.
Perhaps it was a bit of Malaysian thrown in. I don't know.
So, Peter, you have a point and the subject and 47 seconds on shopping starting now.
Well, exhibitionists go shopping wearing dirty raincoats, which is one of the nastiest things about them, and they do it on Wimbledon Common.
Derek Nimmo's challenge.
You can't go shopping on Wimbledon Common.
It does depend what you're shopping for.
Exactly. Well done, Nicholas. Right.
And if you're one of
Peter's... He fell for that one, all right.
You're one of Peter's exhibitionists.
Well, obviously he's done it.
And you'll be done very shortly if you're not careful. There are 39 seconds still with you, Peter. Point for a wrong challenge. Shopping starting now.
And I heard of one in particular who, in the cold weather, merely described his wares. However, they seem a bit slow there.
Derek Nimmo challenged.
What? There are a large pause after wear.
There are 32 seconds on shopping with you, Derek, starting now.
Sometimes when one wanders down Oxford Street, you see the Barrow boys... Well, I've gone again. Lance can't say W.
Percival, you challenged.
Did I?
Yes. No, I what was your challenge, Lance?
My challenge was that I was trying to read Kenneth Williams' writing down. So I didn't hear what Derek was actually saying.
Well, no, well, pause. That's why you didn't hear it. You have the subject, and there are 24 seconds left, and the subject is shopping, starting now.
Shopping in Oxford Street can sometimes be a great pleasure, but if you prefer Knightsbridge, you'll find. I so prefer with the stuff because the other way...
Derek Nimmo challenged.
Two prefers.
I'm afraid you didn't prefer more than once. Derek, you have the subject back. There are 17 seconds on shopping starting now.
Once in St. Peter's Square in Rome, I was shocked by a nun. I happened to be standing there dressed as a monk. She saw me with my arms round this girl and reported me to one of the Swiss guards, who took me to a little cell beneath the curia. And there I discovered that she thought that I was with my little yellow basket.
So, Derek Nimmo was again speaking as the whistle went and has increased his lead. Peter Jones, will you begin the next round? And the subject is the digital watch. Can you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Well, the digital watch, like the Venus de Milo, has no hands. And you actually need to have a booklet.
Hesitation. I would agree, Kenneth. Yes, it was such a good line.
He was waiting for a giggle.
No, it and,
he waited for a giggle, but then he also waited for the applause as well.
No, I didn't wait for any applause. How ridiculous. I wouldn't dream of it. And
you waited anyway, and it was a pause, and Kenneth has the subject, and there are 52 seconds left. The digital watch starting now.
The digital watch, but the congenital never observe anything. They fail totally. And, of course, in the process are often accused of abysmal ignorance. They say, didn't you keep your eyes open, you great fool? And, of course, they go through life quite blindly without understanding that all around them is a mass of foliage, burgeoning nature itself.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Deviation.
Why?
Because burgeoning nature has got nothing to do with digital watches.
I quite agree. So you have the subject, Peter. And there are 27 seconds for the digital watch, starting now.
It's made thanks to the silicone chip. And you have to have a very thick booklet of instructions in order to understand how to work the digital watch. Better still, have a 3-week course in Switzerland, and then you will be instructed in the setting of this extremely elaborate and intricate piece of mechanism, which we owe largely to the experience of the astronauts.
Peter Jones kept going magnificently on his digital watch, right up to the whistle, gained the extra point, but he stood in second place behind our leader, Derek Nimmo. Lance Percival and Kenneth Williams have 1 point apiece in third place. And Lance, it's your turn to begin. The subject for you is Vivat Rex Edwardus Sextus.
Thank you.
Right. And will you tell us something in 60 seconds, starting now?
Vivat Rextus. Vivat.
I better get a title right.
Never challenged.
Well, I'm challenged because he seems to know very little. I mean.
It was on the card, though.
I'm afraid, yes, I have to give it to you, because it really was a rather heavy hesitation. So, Derek, would you tell us something about Vivat Rex Edwardus Sextus in 56 seconds, starting now?
Well, it seems a rather pointless saying, long live King George VI at the moment. You might as well say...
Lancer's challenge.
It's long live King Edward VI.
Seven.
I'll have that one back. Thank you. I'll start again.
Yes. But, Lance, as you never played the game before, it's to your advantage, because you've won a point now for quite a challenge, you see, so you build up your score that way.
Oh, thank you, Derek.
There are 53 seconds now on Vivat Rex Edwardus Sextus, starting now.
Vivat Rex Edwardus Sextus is the title song of a school in North Dorset called Sherburn. In English, it means, long live King Edward VI. The first verse starts, olim fuit monochorum, and the second line is, Scholar Nostra Sedes. And in the 4 years that I was in that school, I never learnt a single word of what they meant. The chorus, however, starts, Vivat Rex Edwardus Sextus, Vivat, 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 and goes on, Vivat Rex Edwardus Sextus. That's the title.
I mean,
it must be vaguely repetitious, even though it's in the title, don't you think? I mean, you can't keep on going, Vivat, Vivat, Vivat all night.
That's what we thought.
Well, I think, seeing that it is in the song, I will allow it. You don't repeat, though. You can repeat what's on the card, but there is a limit, and I don't think, as a guest, you've reached the limit yet. So you continue with a point for that. And 21 seconds on Vivat Rex said, why the sixth is starting now.
And that is the end of the chorus. Edward the Sixth was a boy king.
Derek Nimmer.
Sorry, it's very mean because it's the first time. You did say chorus twice, actually.
Yes, and Edward the Sixth.
I'll withdraw it.
No, don't withdraw it. You've got a correct challenge. You have 18 seconds.
Is he boring? You don't lose a point for being boring.
Lance Percival's challenged again.
Yes.
So, Lance, you've got another point for a hesitation. Well done.
Well done.
There are 17 seconds now on Vivat Rex said, why the sixth is with you starting now.
Edward the Sixth was a boy king who founded this particular school that I mentioned before in the county east of Somerset in the year 1550. And since then, several well-known pupils, of which the most famous would probably be Ian Messiter, the cricketer David Shepherd.
Peter Jones, the challenge.
The repetition of Ian Messiter.
Why? He hasn't been mentioned
I never
before.
Mentioned him before.
Well, he did. He said he went to school with Ian Messiter at the beginning.
No,
no he
said
didn't.
That.
Oh,
he
you said
that.
Well, he was repeating what you said. Even worse.
Wasn't even original.
No.
Right. He was repeating what I said, but he did not say Ian Messiter within the game. So you have 3 seconds starting now.
Christopher Chataway was another ex-schoolboy of that particular...
Well, as they say in the sporting jargon, Lance Percival's come from nowhere into a very solid second place behind Derek Nimmo, our leader, who will begin the next round. And the subject, Derek, is how to go broke, starting now.
How to go broke? Well, I suppose in many ways of going broke, you could probably try and sell refrigerators to Eskimos or central heating in Saudi Arabia. But another way, of course, is to buy a house without a proper bridging loan in advance.
Kenneth Williams has chosen.
One hesitation and 2 ways.
Yes. Well done, Kenneth. The subject is how to go broke. There are 47 seconds left, starting now.
This, of course, comes from lack of economic understanding. I mean, after all, you should very quickly. Derry
never shut.
I can't almost hear a word he's saying. How can we possibly challenge me? He's going, I didn't really argue. No. I was not fair to the other contestants.
Well, what is your challenge?
Well, I'm in deviation. I already going, yang.
Well, I don't know whether he is deviating because I can't hear him either. Shall we ask the audience? If you think he was deviating, you all cheer for Kenneth. And if you think he was not deviating, you boo for Derek. And you all do it together now.
Boo!
They're on your side. Kenneth has another point, and he has 42 seconds on how to go broke, starting now.
To rise in the early morning, when you're planning in the Milo, to have their business the basically. Now, obviously, this is economic.
Less than Lance Percival.
I challenge because I feel that Kenneth doesn't want this subject.
I've got a new rule. You speak in a foreign language.
Yes, that was deviation. And, Lance, you have the subject now, and there are 37 seconds on how to go broke starting now.
One of the easiest ways of going broke is to become Chancellor of the Exchequer and run the nation's economy. This way, you'll find very quickly the no, or and the how, as they say in the government at the moment, whichever party you may support. Because before, we had a Healy who was very quick at it too, and gradually, whether not very quickly or slowly, they are managing to get every single nation they can find in the common market broke, even though they have influence over this particular one. This particular one, including Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland, and several others. And I wish to goodness somebody else would challenge, because I haven't got anything else to say.
Well, Derek Nimmo helped you out. Derek, what is your challenge?
Well, he wanted me to challenge so he could get another point.
Yes.
So I've given him an incorrect challenge so he can have another point and then he can go on with the subject.
Oh. Oh, so that's Derek's challenge, a very strange one, but it wasn't a correct one within the game. So there are 11 seconds left for you to carry on how to go broke, Lance, starting now.
The other way of going broke is to start up as a theatrical impresario. Try and put on plays in various places like Richmond, Leeds, Harrogate, Liverpool, Manchester, anywhere you like, and then bring the show into the West End and you'll find in no time at all you've gone broke.
Lance Percival, with sheer speed and style, has gained extra points, including one for speaking when the whistle went, and moved into the lead at the end of that round. Peter Jones, your turn to begin. The subject is barbecues. Will you tell us something about those in just a minute, starting now?
Well, my suggestion, if you want to have a barbecue, is to go abroad. That's the first thing. Don't attempt to have it in England, because it's absolutely disastrous. I tried it twice, and both times it poured with rain, and I was left cooking things on the lawn, and all the guests were in the house peering and laughing at me through the window. So it's absolutely hopeless to do that.
Derek Nimmo.
Definition of absolutely.
Yes. Derek, there are 37 seconds on barbecues starting now.
In South Africa, they call them braai faces, and there, as one is abroad, of course, it is really rather a nice thing to have. You build a fire.
Peter Jones?
You're not abroad if you're a South African.
No. No. <I'm> not. No.
It's a very... very stylish comment, Peter, but got nothing to do with the subject.
Oh, I thought it was deviation.
No, it wasn't deviation.
It wasn't?
It wasn't deviating from the subject of barbecue.
No, well, first of all, he translated it, you see, into South African.
Did he?
Yes. Didn't you hear that?
No.
Oh, you must pay attention, you know. He said in South Africa, they call barbecue something else, you see. So he was identifying himself with the South Africans.
You're making very heavy weather of your point. But
well, that's the kind of weather you get when you have barbecue.
Well said. 29 seconds for Derek Nimmo to continue on barbecue starting now.
In Eastern Mordet in Northamptonshire, I have a splendid barbecue machine which I can trundle out of a little shed where it lives during the winter months into the sunshine, because there the weather tends to be rather clement. And onto it I put charcoal, light it with a fire, and perhaps sometimes with a collection of little twigs, and then I put onto it sausages and steaks and chops. And one thing which I like more than anything else at all is sweet corn.
So, Derek Nimmo kept talking about barbecues for a long time, including speaking as a whistle went, gained an extra point, and has gone back in the lead ahead of Lance Percival. And Lance, your turn to begin. I can't imagine why this subject's been chosen for you, Lance. It's calypsos.
Calypsos.
I believe you know something about them, so would you tell us about it in just a minute, starting now?
Calypsos are songs that I enjoy writing and singing, and they come from the West Indies. Originally, Trinidad is probably the most famous place for the calypsos, but you'll also find in Barbados, Jamaica, Ballantine, also St. Lucia, and various other West Indian islands, some fantastic calypsos coming out. Now, every February, in the place of the Southern Tobago area, just the island to the north where all the oil is, you will find they have a calypso war. In this calypso war, all the various singers...
Derek Nimmo's challenge.
Two wars.
Yes.
One was Evelyn War.
And he sings a very natty calypso,
very
I'm sure, yes. There are 34 seconds for Derek Nimmo on Calypso, starting now.
Calypso was the daughter of Atlas, and when Odysseus was travelling across the wine dark sea, he landed upon her island, and there she promised him eternal life, and he lingered there for many years. For seven, in fact.
Lance Percival.
I enjoyed that, but it is deviation, because the word on the card is calypsos.
Is it?
Yes, it's calypsos.
He's talking about calypso.
You were talking about calypsos.
I was talking about one calypso. What is it?
It's just a strange message from Messiter.
What is it?
Sorry, no money this week.
That round of applause, by the way, was because in the show, Ian Messiter left the dais where he sits beside me.
And
slipped a message to Lance Percival. Lance said it was because he wasn't getting any money for what he'd just done. Let's continue. The challenge was, I agree with your challenge, incidentally, Lance, so you take the subject of calypsos back.
What was that little message? That's what I want.
I don't want to think we ought to dwell on their personal life. What they do when they're not in front of the public is nothing to do with us.
If you want to know, the message that was slipped to Lance Percival was to stop banging the table with his fist that he did his calypsos. Because it was being picked up in Sumatra. Lance, don't beat out the rhythm of your calypso. Talk about it if you can. 28 seconds starting now.
Lord Kitchener, Duke of Iron, and several
others. Derek Nimmo, Charles. Yes, I agree there. 25 on calypsos, Derek, starting now.
I think calypsos are really quite the most boring songs I've ever heard. As soon as you land on any island in the West Indies, they come toward you banging these awful oil drums, singing these dreadful, ghastly songs.
Can you feel the
hesitation?
Yes, there was, wasn't there?
Yes.
14 seconds for you, Kenneth, on Calypso, starting now.
Apart from the fact that it's extremely discourteous to our friends in these areas, of which Mr. Nimmo has been so rude, I deplore the sentiments generally because the gaiety and the fun that these sort of songs have generated.
Yes, I agree with Kenneth's sentiments. I wouldn't go to the Caribbean and work out of what you've just said, Derek.
That's why I went to Singapore.
So, at the end of that round, Derek's still in the lead, one ahead of Lance Percival, Kenneth Williams creeping up, Peter Jones is training a little, and Kenneth's going to begin the next round, and the subject is corruption. Something about that in 60 seconds, if you can, Kenneth, starting now.
A very interesting word and capable of many interpretations. One interesting one is the idea...
Lance Percival,
chap. Repetition of one. One.
Oh, shut up. I didn't just start it. Right. I mean, it's a bit much, isn't it? He's only come on it for the first time, and he's starting on me. And I'm supposed to be one of his mates. I mean, how do you treat your enemies? Sweet.
Well,
give it to him.
I'm going to give it to him. This is a correct challenge. I know we sometimes overlook those little things, but he hasn't played the game before. He's listened well. He's got 48 seconds to talk on corruption, starting now.
But I will give Mr. Williams a chance to get his own back, because corruption, I feel, is something within an organisation whereby there is an unfortunate bribe.
Kenneth Williams?
Hesitation.
Yes, there was. 43 seconds on corruption, Kenneth, starting now.
Over the years, God Be With You was corrupted into goodbye, something which many people tend to forget. The same with the Earls of Raglan, who were forced by the king to sign a roll which contained such complicated dialogue that they said to them it was a rigmarole, you see. The Raglan...
Derek Nimmo challenge
to Ragmar.
Well, you had to do it, you great fool, in order to tell him about it. I mean, it's essential on occasions to say it. You did it several times when you were going off about shopping, but I didn't interrupt you. No, for why? Because all I was interested in, it was just seeing the whole thing got underway. I mean, I'm a friend to everybody. I don't want to score points. I don't come in that term. I don't know if it's going up atmosphere, you know.
Kenneth. You finished?
Yeah.
Good. Right. So, Derek, you had a correct challenge, and Kenneth got a lot off his chest, thank goodness. And there are 15 seconds left for you to talk on corruption, starting now.
Bloody the corruption of By Our Lady. By Our Lady's kin.
Peter Jones' challenge.
Repetition of By Our Lady.
Yes. Peter, you're going to talk about corruption now, and there are 10 seconds left, starting now.
Bloody marvellous, really.
Kenneth Williams' challenge.
Go on, he's filthy to the family. This kind of disgusting rubbish.
Using words like marvellous.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, but he still wasn't deviating from the subject on the card. So, Peter, you have a point for that. And there are 8 seconds on corruption, starting now.
It's often just a few letters that you arrive at, and it's called nappy or booper.
Kenneth Williams.
Hesitation.
Yes, there was an and you've got in with 2 seconds to go, Kenneth, on corruption, starting now.
The seat of power shall never corrupt again. I've scored now.
No, Kenneth, you did get a lot of points on
that.
Of
course I did. A lot of points, you heard that.
Yeah. 2-1 for speaking of the whistle wind.
Yes.
And you're still in third place. But I must tell you, because it will make for an exciting contest, you are only one behind Lance Percival, and he's only one behind our leader, Derek Nimmo. Peter's just a little behind you, and Derek's going to begin the next round. The subject is rubber. So can you tell us something about that in 60 seconds, starting now?
The rubber plant is a native of South America and was discovered there, first of all, by Europeans. Christopher Columbus actually saw some children playing...
Peter Jones' challenge.
It wasn't first discovered by Europeans. That much anybody knows. It was first of all discovered by South Americans who lived there.
Now, is it the first Europeans who discovered it?
No, you didn't. You said
first discovered by Europeans.
That's what you said, and that's what he challenged for. So I must give it to him. Good. Well, listen, Peter. 50 seconds on rubber, starting now.
But they didn't have any cheap labor in South America, so they took it to Malaya.
Derek Nimmo challenge.
They did have cheap labor in South America.
It wasn't cheap at the time.
How do you know? Were you still alive?
How do you know? All I can say is I'm a bit older than you, so...
And it shows.
I don't think either of you should boast about it.
I think it's one of those debatable points, but I give the benefit of the doubt.
You were alive.
No, No, that as well. There are 46 seconds on rubber with you, Peter, starting now.
You have to make deep scars in the bark and then hang a utensil underneath the lowest point of it, and the juice drips out.
Kenneth Williams. Yes, Sir Kenneth. There are 37 seconds for rubber with you starting now.
This is given to the name in bridge.
Derek Nimmo challenge.
A bridge too far.
Is it a rubber bridge?
32 and
I meant to say you have a rubber bridge.
Oh, yes.
That's what I meant to say.
Yes. They nearly got there, too, didn't you? 32.5 seconds on rubber, Derek, starting now.
The distinguished English botanist Sir Henry Wilmot brought back many tons of seeds to Kew Gardens, and then, having actually grown a number of plants from the aforementioned little objects that he brought back from South America, he put them...
Peter Jones' chance.
Repetition brought back.
And South America.
Yes.
Yes. There are 17 seconds on rubber with you, Peter, starting now.
And then he took them to the Far East, and they planted them. It became a tradition in many English families for the younger sons to be sent out to these outposts. Somerset Maugham went and he interviewed a number of them.
Derek Nimmo challenge. Hesitation, yes. There are 4 seconds left on rubber, Derek, starting now.
And the younger sons were actually called creepers when they went out to these plantations, and I know of a lovely...
Well, that last whistle blow of Ian Messiter's was actually the final whistle for the contest. And Derek Nimmo was speaking as it went. He gained an extra point, and now I will tell you the final score. Very interesting situation. Peter Jones was just 1 point behind our second pair, Lance Percival and Kenneth Williams, equal in second place. But they were a few points behind this week's winner, Derek Nimmo. Congratulations to our guest, Lance Percival, for doing so well, and congratulations to the others for always giving very good value. And congratulations to our audience for braving the weather to come and join us. We've enjoyed playing Just a Minute, and we hope that our listeners will want to tune in again at the same time next week. And once again, we take to the air and we play Just a Minute. Till then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.
That program was first heard on Christmas Day.